Welcome to Practical Purpose, where we combine academic research and spiritual tools to dive deep into how you figure out and develop your purpose in life. This is a no-fluff zone, where I'll teach you practical tools to learn why the heck you're here and the steps you need to take to confidently begin the next chapter of your life. I'm your host, Corey Russin. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the last episode of season one of Practical Purpose. You now have my toolbox that I use with all of my clients to develop your purpose. You have the three pillars of purpose development. You have my whole framework. You have exactly where to get started. And so I'm going to be really, really straightforward with you guys in this episode. I feel like we've gotten to know each other a little bit, so I don't think you'll mind. But I'm going to chat about what happens if you don't do anything with this information, which is certainly an option. But there is a cost of staying exactly where you're at and not doing the self-reflection, not getting started on the self-awareness, not starting to build this new foundation, not utilizing these maintenance tools. And the cost is staying exactly where you are. And if you're listening to this podcast, most likely where you are isn't a place that you want to stay. You want to grow. You want to develop your purpose in life. You want to create a more meaningful, fulfilling daily life for yourself. You want a career that lights you up. You want a relationship or relationships in your life that feel good and feel like they are adding to your life. You want to feel healthy every day. Like, these are things that you want to experience if you're listening to this. And the cost of not utilizing this framework is a lot of that. When I look at the research around purpose in life, the impact on an individual is so, so great. You've got psychological well-being benefits, mental health benefits, lowered instances of depression and anxiety. You've got physical health factors where there is less of a chance of heart disease and really, really damaging illnesses. Illnesses that we don't want to have. You have lower mortality rates at all ages. Like, yes, purpose may seem like a trivial thing because it's been portrayed as something that you just find or you trip over and it changes your life. But the real costs of not developing your purpose are huge. And that's something as a society we don't pinpoint. We are taught to go to work every day and do our jobs and, you know, the daily grind. And it doesn't take into account the fact that having real meaning, having real fulfillment in your life has real implications, real health implications. And so that's the grand scheme. The macro scheme of looking at it as like a population, the impacts of not doing this work, but really, like, think about where you are right now. Do you want to start a new chapter of your life? Is that something that excites you, that you desire? The cost of not taking these actions is staying where you are, staying in a place that doesn't bring you this really beautiful amount of fulfillment and joy and excitement. And we all deserve that. It's a birthright. But there are things that we have to do in order to create that for ourselves, especially in the society that we live in. Because nobody's going to create that for us. Nobody is going to just magically appear and show us the path, show us the way. We have to reflect on what we want internally for ourselves. If you're enjoying the show but want a bit more personalized guidance into developing your own purpose, head over to www.yourpracticalpurpose.com. Here you'll find my most up-to-date opportunities to receive support in embarking on the next chapter of your life. That's www.yourpracticalpurpose.com. Okay, back to the show. And we're not going to just trip over the rock and like unearth our purpose in life. And so that really is what is at stake here, is that chapter that you want to create for yourself. And so starting to do this work, starting to do that self-reflection, starting to explore who you are and figure out what your unique gifts, talents, and skills are, looking at your lived experiences, how those things connect, and then getting the support that you need to start taking action on what you want to change in your life. Starting to really dive into these tools and learn, okay, how do I reverse engineer my goals? How do I hold myself accountable to the path that I want to go on? How do I get clear on the direction I want to move in? How do I create a level of confidence and trust in myself that I can get to where I want to go? How do I create the resilience to keep on that path even when there are obstacles that are jumping out in front of me that I didn't anticipate? Doing this work, that is what's going to move you into the next chapter of your life. And most of it is, it's really simple. It's really, really simple. The things that I walk my clients through, like asking the questions from last episode, what are your natural gifts? What are your values? What are the blocks that you foresee stopping you? And then going into things like, what doesn't feel good in your life right now? That's a building new foundations question. What doesn't feel good? What feels icky in your life? And get clear on it. We're not placing judgment. Again, we're never placing judgment on this. It's just creating awareness of it, being able to look at it and see it on paper can help to then answer the question, what small changes can I make that will shift that will change that for me? And it doesn't mean that you have to drop everything and move across the country to California, or if you're in California, across the country to New York. Like, you don't have to just drop everything and change the situation to change how you process that situation internally. There are tools to be able to walk you through the stressful thoughts, beliefs, and anxieties that are going on inside of you. And when you can change those things inside of you, it's much easier to change everything that is outside of you. For example, Byron Katie's The Work. You can actually go to thework.com and utilize her worksheets that she has. Her book is called Loving What Is, Four Simple Questions to Change Your Life, I believe is the full title. That's a process that I use with all of my clients in the Building New Foundations part of the work that we do together. And we utilize that to reframe stressful thoughts that are causing you anxiety. And I've had clients tell me that process alone, she's like, I've been going to therapy for years, and this is something I feel like I should have learned in therapy, but I never did. And it has changed the way my clients process their day-to-day lives, which changes the actions that they take, which ultimately changes their life and helps them move into a new chapter. And so that's the importance of this. It's these small, sometimes subtle changes that turn into big life changes over the course of time. This is not a one and done process. The implementation of these tools is something that you will do for the rest of your life. Because really what this is putting you in the driver's seat of your life. Instead of things happening to you, you are controlling, maybe not exactly the situations that happen, because there's stuff that happens to us that is outside of our control all of the time. I mean, I got diagnosed with an autoimmune disease at 25. That was not something that was necessarily within my control at the time. But I got to control how I responded to it. It made me reflect on things in my life that needed to change. And by that self-reflection and taking action on those things that I learned, I changed the prognosis of the rest of my life. So it's those things that ultimately change and offer you an opportunity to walk through the door into that next chapter. And so the cost of not doing anything, of not doing that self-reflection, is not having the clarity on what actions you need to take. And think about it this way. People can Google 5 steps to find their purpose any day. Like, you could go on Google right now and you could type in that 5 steps to find your purpose, and you could get maybe some good tips and maybe some not so good tips. But it's about implementation. Are you actually going to do them? If you don't do them, nothing's going to change. And this is how you get really intentional about your life. I have so many people, especially on TikTok, who will comment about how they want to see changes, how they're struggling with direction or confidence or resilience. And I can share so much free content on there. I share so many videos because I love showing up there and I love teaching, and I share most of the tools that I teach my clients. I share them for free. I'm really intentional about sharing all of my tools for free because I want them to be out there. And many of the tools that I use are not things that I created myself. They're things that I've accumulated and then added to my toolbox because I know that they're helpful in developing your purpose. Maybe that wasn't the initial intention of the person who created them, but I've found them useful in my own life, or I've found them useful in supporting my clients. And so I share them and I talk about them for free. But how many people of all of my followers, how many people who watch that video actually do the thing that I'm asking them to do? How many of them write out the answers to those questions? How many actually reflect on those things? How many people audit their mornings to see what feels good and what doesn't feel good? And if they do audit their mornings to look at their morning routine and walk through what is lighting them up and filling their cup in the morning, what isn't, how many of them actually make changes to it? How many changes do you make from the free content that you consume where you find something that's interesting or helpful? How many times have you actually made changes to those things based on that free content? This is a self-reflection piece also. This is certainly not to judge anybody, because I cannot tell you how many free workshops and things I've downloaded, free workbooks, all of that stuff. I cannot tell you how many things I've downloaded and I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome. But I don't do anything with it. I don't actually make the changes. The biggest changes that I've made are when I've paid somebody, because I'm held accountable to that. This is what the reflection with maintenance tools in. In what ways are you held accountable to making the changes that you want to change in your life? Making the changes that you know will open up a new pathway for you. What is going to hold you accountable? Do you need to pay somebody? Or do you need to make that logo like my client did? The logos for her ranch and for her avatar, for her live streaming. Is that what's going to light that fire underneath you? Do you need an accountability partner? Do you need to put app limits on your phone to create boundaries so that you're not on social media when you should be doing something that is for you, filling up your cup, or in the pursuit of making a change, when you should be applying to different jobs or creating your own business? What boundaries need to be set? But that really is the cost of not doing anything with this information. Because you can learn everything about yourself. You can know so much about yourself. You can do the self-reflection work. You can have it all in a journal and on paper. But if you don't actually do it, if you don't take that skill set that you've learned through that self-reflection and go do something with it, nothing will change. And so that's why I encourage you to also find support. And that support can be me. Awesome. I mean, I'm always super excited to support my clients and to help you on your journey. My most favorite thing in the whole freaking world is to take on new clients because I get to learn about all of these different dreams. I've worked with artists who want to have their businesses be fully just creating and selling their art. I have my client who wants to open a ranch that hosts film festivals, who also wants to be a live streamer. I have clients who want to move to LA and start in the production world there. I've got clients who want to be entrepreneurs. I have a client who became a copywriter, which is so freaking cool. Like, I get to learn about all of these different dreams and get to support you in taking steps towards that. So awesome if you want to work with me. But also, what support do you have in your life to move you in that direction also? Who's going to be the people on your team? Which is another piece of that self-reflection, knowing who is in your corner is also really helpful in taking that next step forward, in making those changes. I'm an unbiased person who has no emotional connection to the decisions that you make, so that can be really helpful. As somebody who has very much shifted in the trajectory of my career, which can be challenging for somebody who loves you and cares about you and wants you to be safe. Sometimes that's challenging for your loved ones who are there to support you because they fear for you. So having an unbiased person can be really helpful, but it's just also like, who's gonna support you in this? I'm taking note of that. So really, what I want to leave you with is the cost of not getting started is staying where you are. The cost of not getting started is that continued feeling of either not having direction, not feeling that sense of confidence or trust within yourself, or feeling like there are just all these roadblocks that keep coming up in front of you and not knowing or not feeling like you can move through them. And even bigger, the cost of not doing this work is not sharing your gifts with the world. Not sharing the beautiful you, the unique pieces of you that we all need. We need you to share yourself as fully yourself, because there are things that nobody else can replicate, that your unique medicine, the thing that you're here to share, won't be shared with us. And you don't know who that's going to touch, who that's going to impact, how that's going to ripple out. By you choosing to explore who you are, by you choosing to share your gift with this world, that ripples out. It shows the people around you that it's okay to do that, that it's okay to be yourself, that it's okay to pursue your dreams and your goals. One. And then it also shows that you can continue to have this ripple effect with the rest of the world. If everybody showed up as themselves, if everybody showed up sharing their unique medicine with the world, this world would shift. This world would be different. It would be a much happier, more beautiful, more sustainable place to live. And so, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity cost for you, but there's opportunity cost for the people who don't get to be touched by the gift that you have to give this world. And I know that seems huge, that seems like a big statement, but it's true. What if you don't share the thing that's inside of you, that's burning inside of you, waiting for you to see it and share it? What if you don't share that? And that's what is meant to impact somebody you may never meet. But it might change their life too. It might help them open a new chapter in their life. It might show them that something's possible for them. And yeah, let's focus on the things that impact your life, the relationships that you can have that are healthy and fulfilling and beautiful, feeling physically healthy and doing things that are going to support you and fill your cup so that you feel your best every day, creating a career that feels fulfilling and meaningful to you. Yeah, those are all really important things. But it's also the impact that you make in the world. Your purpose is the intention to make a positive impact in the world. No matter how big or small, that doesn't have to mean that you're doing the Miss Universe, End World Hunger, make an impact in the world. But you impacting your children, impacting your partner, impacting your friends, impacting one person's life, even if that one person's life is yours, that freaking matters. And so what I want to leave you with in this podcast, with this season, is that the toolbox is here for you to use. So please use it. Please share your gifts. Please share your unique medicine, because we deeply, deeply need it. If you resonated with what was shared in this episode today and aren't sure how to take action, start by writing down what really hit home for you. Moments of self-reflection are a great place to start on your purpose journey. And if you feel called to share the podcast with someone you know is ready to receive it, follow that feeling. Find all current offerings on yourpracticalpurpose.com. Subscribe and follow Practical Purpose on whatever platform you're listening right now. Leave a rating and a review. And take one deep breath and know that your purpose is already within you. You just have to take practical steps to develop it.